you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. Well, I'm really excited to have my next guest on the program. He is a warrior for the cause, and he is also just recently married, and so we want to congratulate him with regards to that. Root for America is the website. And he is also author of a brand new book, which is entitled The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. I want to welcome to the program the man himself, Wayne Allen Root. Wayne, welcome. Good to have you, brother.
Hey, Pastor Greg. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Well, congratulations again on your wedded bliss. And man, you must feel about 20 years younger, huh?
Well, I think I am 20 years younger. You know, I'm working out 90 minutes a day, and I pop 100 vitamin pills a day, and I eat a non-gluten diet, and life is pretty good, man. I'm 60 years old, and I feel like I'm at least no older than 30. So life is good.
Outstanding. I will be 60 in April. And I've been praying, and God told me my 60s are going to be my best years yet. So I'm recovering from my accident, which of course is a miracle, and so I'm right there with you, brother. Right there with
you.
Well,
I knew nothing about you having an accident, or I would have called you and wished you well and prayed for you. I did not know, Pastor Greg. So I'm sorry about that.
Well, you know what? Let me take about a minute just to quickly. So I was in a car accident. It's been about 4.5 years, but I broke everything, but my shoulders, my elbows, and my right hip. I was on life support for 6 weeks. I died 4 times. I had 17 surgeries over 5 days. I had 3 go to heaven experiences, and they gave me a 2% chance to survive when they brought me in. My left leg, I broke the pelvis, the hip, the femur, the tibia, and the fibula. And they call that my good leg, Wayne.
Wow. I am so sorry, but you are a walking miracle. So
yeah.
God worked his miracle. So
yes,
thank
he
God.
Did. Yes, he did. Yes,
wow.
He did. And I believe God is going to work a miracle here in America. But I'm telling you, like you, I really believe Americans need to wake up to what these people are trying to do to us. And now, because they couldn't get us to just all go silent on their, CCP virus, Pokem China Joe's decided that they need to try to silence us using the Omicron. I mean, doesn't that sound like something like out of a science fiction movie?
Oh, I've been saying that. I've been saying for months now that if I said to everybody, look, there's an ape in the zoo, nobody would even look. What's the big deal? Apes are in the zoo. But if I said King Kong just invaded Las Vegas, the entire world would get hysterical. It would be panic. It would be panic porn, as some people called it. Everyone would get hysterical because King Kong is here. But King Kong's just an ape, and I gave him a name. COVID is the flu. Now, it's a bad flu, and it's a contagious flu, but it's the flu.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to lose their minds, close their business, close the economy, lock down their lives, or stick in experimental for emergency use only vaccine filled with poison that's killing people into their veins, and choose between possible death or crippling injury and your job and your livelihood. This is insanity. It reminds me of 1938. I never believed this could happen. I'm a Jew. I'm allowed to say that, okay? When a non-Jew says it, the entire world goes insane. I'm Jewish. I could say this reminds me absolutely of 1938. And it is so frightening and so unnerving that they're able to do this and scare the average person. And by the way, my wedding a week ago ties into this because two things have happened very recently that involved my wedding. One, I got a text about 3 weeks ago from one of my greatest friends in the world, I'm not going to say his name. I don't want, you know, for family's purposes, I'm not going to say it.
Sure.
But let's say his name was Bill. Bill texted me and said, I cannot wait for your wedding. I just love you. We're such great friends, and I'm so excited for you. And I'll be there, the most excited guy at the whole wedding. And the next day, he died of a heart attack, 49 years old, left behind six children. By the way, just like me, a Jew to Christ as Savior, so a Messianic Jew,
right,
who built one of the biggest churches in Las Vegas. He's a developer in the construction business. He built the church that he attended, and he left behind a wife and six children, including two newly adopted black babies from Africa. And he's dead at the age of 49, and of course, vaccinated, died of a heart attack, and no one will make that connection. Number two. So he never got to my wedding. And then another great friend got to my wedding, and literally his fiance called me last night and said he had a massive heart attack in the middle of the night, and he's having open heart surgery. And thank God he came through it okay. And they hope he'll make a full recovery. But he had just a terrible heart attack. So there's two friends of mine. In my whole life, I know people have heart attacks every day, but in my whole life, I've never known a person who died of a heart attack or had a heart attack. Now I know two in 3 weeks that were both vaccinated. And it's no coincidence.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
You can't make the connection for sure, you know, until they do an autopsy and tell you. No one could say for sure, so I'm being totally fair here. Maybe both of them were a pure coincidence, but I'm just telling you, Pastor Greg, all over America and all over the world, there's an epidemic of heart attacks after vaccination.
Sometimes days, sometimes weeks, sometimes months.
People are dropping like flies of cardiac arrest, and they're all vaccinated, and there's a connection, and the media doesn't care to know about it.
Well, you go to vacsafety.org, and you can see the story, and I've had her on the program here, of Nurse Angela, and she had a cardiac episode that was directly related. I mean, literally took the injection and immediately they rushed her to ER. I got an email this morning. I'll send it to you, Wayne. This is from the Children's Health Defense Group. Florian Daggery, a world record holder in static breath holding, right?
Yeah.
Have you heard that story?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, then you had the story of Jeremy Chardy, the professional tennis player.
Yeah, I know more. How about soccer players? There's 69 young college athletes who have dropped of cardiac arrest on the field while playing in the last month. 69 young people in their 20s playing college sports have dropped. There are, I believe, 75 professional athletes playing soccer across Europe who have either dropped dead or suffered massive heart attacks while playing on the field in recent weeks. I won't say a month, but maybe over the last 3 months, 75 of them just drop while playing soccer. Has anyone ever seen this in the history of sports? Never. And no one is allowed to ask a question or you get banned on Facebook and Twitter. This is insanity, and I repeat, as a Jew, this has all the earmarks of 1938, when Hitler tried to demonize Jews. Remember, I don't compare it to the Holocaust. I compare it to 1938, which is the pre-Holocaust, which is a very reasonable thing to do, because 1938 wasn't killing Jews. It was propaganda, and it was banning, and it was censorship, and it was demonizing a group of people to everyone else. And that's what Biden and company and Fauci and company are doing, not to Jews, to the unvaccinated.
Yep.
They're making it like we're dirty, we're spreading disease, we should not be allowed to live a normal life or have jobs anymore. That's what Hitler did to Jews. This is disgusting. It's deplorable. How about that choice of words? The deplorable. It's deplorable, and it's beyond the pale. And by the way, you know me, Pastor Greg. I'm the most pro-Trump guy that's ever lived. I loved him and supported him for the first minute he came down the escalator. He's a friend of mine. He sent a beautiful letter to be read to the crowd at my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I love Donald J. Trump. I think he's the greatest president of my lifetime. But him and I disagree on one thing and one thing only. He's dead wrong about the vaccine. It is not good. It is bad. It is evil. He's been fooled by it. He doesn't understand that. And so I got him to admit on my show when he appeared about 2 weeks ago that at least he's against the vaccine mandate. No one should be forced to take it, but he's dead wrong that it was such a great thing. What he did was great. He was a five-star field general, and he made sure that if there was something out there that could save people's lives, he was told by the doctors it could save lives. He made sure it got done fast.
Yep.
But what he doesn't understand is it doesn't save lives. It takes lives. It kills your immune system.
Yep.
So there's going to be a die-off like the likes of which you've never seen over the next year. 2022, in my opinion, my prediction, will be the worst year in the history of America other than or maybe equal to things like World War II, Civil War, American Revolution.
Or the Black Plague.
I think there'll be revolution
in this country. Spanish flu.
It's just terrible what's about to befall us. And whether it's revolution or civil war or just, you know, the American people are sheep and they won't rise up and there won't be revolution or civil war and we'll all be like slaves again. And the die-off from this vaccine will be so magnificently large. And I mean that only in the most negative way.
Yeah.
That's the only word I could think of to explain how large it'll be. It will be terrible. It will be tragic. This thing has been so bad in only a few months. But once it's been in someone's body for a year or longer, that's when the real results come out of the spike protein causing blood clots and blocking out your whole system.
Yep.
So it's a very scary time in American history.
No, I agree with you. And I'm hoping, you know, there's a movie called Return to the Hiding Place that came out a number of years back during the Obama times. But it talked about, you know, the silence of the churches in Holland. That when the trains would go by, the choir leader would make them sing louder so they wouldn't hear the Jews crying out for help as they came by. The church in America cannot be silent relative to this issue. Wayne, we'll be back coming up right after this on Chosen Generation Radio.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a 2-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just a accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And again, folks, my special guest is Wayne Allen Root. You can find him at Root for America, rootforamerica.com. He's got an awesome radio show coming out of KMZQ AM 670 in Las Vegas. He's on the USA Radio Network as well. And it's the War Raw podcast, but he's on from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday on AM 670. And you can pick it up online at his website, and that is rootforamerica.com. Wayne, we were talking in the break, and one of the things we really wanted to talk about is the impact of Pokum China Joe. And they've said, we're going to do a new round of vaccine mandates. Give me your thoughts with regards to this. What do you think the goal is? What are they really trying to do to us?
Well, the goal, I think, is the destruction of capitalism and the destruction of the middle class. This has nothing to do with health, obviously. All over the world, it's got nothing to do with health. Nobody has been able to contain COVID. It's a flu bug. You know, it's so funny. I'm 60 years old now. And I can remember my whole life people saying, the flu's going around. Everybody's got the flu, and they're so sick. Oh, it's such a bad flu. And I remember people dying. I remember older people dying of the flu. It happened all the time. So why this is different this time when it's just the flu? It's got a 99.975% or higher survival rate or recovery rate, even a better word than survival. You don't survive COVID. You recover from COVID. In most cases. Now, not everybody recovers. I know a very famous pastor just died of COVID days ago, but he also had diabetes, the founder of Daystar. And so I was so saddened to hear about that. But it happens. People do die of the flu. It was only a few years ago. We had 80,000 people die in 1 year of the flu, and nobody said a word about it. No one even thought anything of it. The vaccine mandates are not about the flu. They're not about the fancy word COVID or Omicron. They're about killing the middle class, in my opinion. Middle class jobs, middle class income, to make everyone dependent on government. They're very well aware, liberals are, and the left, and i.e. communists, Marxist socialists, are aware that most middle class people vote Republican and conservative, and a large portion of them don't want this vaccine. This is the way to kill their jobs and make them beg for welfare and beg for government to save them. And that's what's happening. Policemen are being fired. Firemen are being fired. Nurses are being fired. Prison guards, border agents, pilots, jet pilots,
yeah,
flight crews, military. They're killing off the middle class, so we have no jobs and no income. And if you have no income, you can't fight back. That's what this is about, in my opinion, number one. And number two, killing off small business. You'll notice they never seem to hurt Costco or big box retailers, you know, Home Depot, Lowe's, you know, Target, Walmart. They're all doing great. They're reporting record profits. But small business, restaurant owners, bars, nightclubs, they're getting killed. And if you ban people who are unvaccinated from going in restaurants and bars, then they lose half their customers. They're all going to go out of business. So this is a gigantic takedown of the middle class and the working class and small business in the United States. And I think it's going to lead to a Great Depression and the end of capitalism if we let it happen. Point is, we can't let it happen.
Well, they're shutting everybody in. I mean, that's the other thing. They're getting you. I mean, he's talking about doing these lockdowns. If you go to Canada or you go to Mexico and then you want to come back into the United States, you may end up spending 7 days in some concentration camp until they decide that you're safe to let out. That's a scary thought. Huh?
I wouldn't use the word may, Pastor Greg. That may, you will wind up. They're saying now it's a 7-day quarantine, so you will wind up quarantined. I don't know if it's in a hotel room under lock and key, which isn't so great either, alone in a hotel room with guards outside. That sounds kind of prison-like. Or whether it'll be in an actual camp that's called a quarantine camp that, like you correctly said, is kind of a reminder of concentration camps. Because in Australia, the camps really are like concentration camps.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to even step outside, you know, for a breath of air without a mask on, or the police will club you to death. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? You're perfectly healthy. They stick you in a camp, and if you put your mask below your nose, they club you till you get a brain hemorrhage and you die. I mean, none of this makes any sense unless, as I've correctly stated for months now, Joe Biden is brain dead. The people behind him are Obama in his third term, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
and he's carrying out the orders of George Soros and the Chinese Communist Party. And they're all getting rich with bribes in order to carry out a communist takeover of the United States of America. That's what's really happening. That's what this is all about. But I don't want this interview to end without me mentioning two things. Number one, I got COVID. I'm a guy who hadn't been sick in 35 years. And I actually got COVID a month ago, could have ruined my wedding. And I beat it in 48 hours with ivermectin. You know that miracle drug that won a Nobel Prize that is not a horse and cow drug? It is a human drug that won a Nobel Prize, but the media has slandered it and lied about it. It's the most amazing miracle drug. I don't make any money on it. I'm not here to tell you. I don't own a manufacturing plant that makes ivermectin. I don't make one penny on this. I'm trying to save people's lives, in particular conservatives and Christians. And ivermectin plus mega doses of vitamins is what saved my life in 48 hours, turned it into a common cold and made it go away. And here's how minor COVID is if you handle it correctly and quickly take mega doses of vitamins and ivermectin. I did my three-hour national radio show every day and never missed a show, and no one knew I had COVID. I did three TV interviews on national TV, and no one knew I had COVID. No one even noticed it was a problem. And I also was on book tour with my new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. So I had 30 radio interviews separate from my three-hour show every day scheduled throughout the week I had COVID, and I did all of them, never missed one. And no one knew that I was sick. So how is COVID worthy of shutting down an economy when all you have to do is make sure everybody's got an ivermectin pill and lots of vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and quercetin? Those are the four keys and ivermectin. And if you do that, I can't promise anything. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I could only tell you in my personal experience, it made COVID into a little mild common cold, and it went away in 48 hours.
And so And I do vitamin D3, zinc, quercetin, and and vitamin C. And I've done it every single day since last December when I had COVID. And I ended up with a case of double pneumonia and coughing up blood, Wayne. I had a severe case. And we have, actually, I have an immune pack on our sponsor page that you can click on, and I'm taking that pack. And I want to tell you something, Wayne, it's so cool. My beard was white. I mean, white, white, white. I started taking this stuff 2 months ago, and I now have color in my beard. Literally
amazing.
Getting younger as people watch me. It's crazy.
Amazing. And let me give you one more tip. By the way, I also did intravenous vitamin C. So that gets it right into your bloodstream instantly.
Yeah.
I had a home care company come in, and the nurse, for like $200, they gave me a massive dose of vitamin C, vitamin B12, magnesium, and saline, because you've got to make sure you're not dehydrated when you have COVID, and boom, 48 hours, COVID was gone. Thank God.
Thank God. Thank God for you, Wayne. Appreciate you being here. Root for America. Be sure and check it out.
In the Bible, Jesus describes himself as gentle and lowly. And author Dane Ortlund says, we are very different than he is.
We are not gentle and lowly in our deepest heart. We're not that way. So we think that Jesus is just a better version of us.
What we can learn from our gentle and lowly Savior. This week on Family Life Today with Dave and Ann Wilson.